Hello and welcome back to another Level episode. Gentlemen, because of your heroic deeds on Sononis Prime, you have officially hit level 12.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ooh, that's exciting.
Some people said it wouldn't happen.
Barely.
You know what? I'm here to tell those haters we got there.
It almost didn't.
True.
We're going to just blast through this real quick. We're going to start with Durin. You're at the top of my list.
Ooh, fun. Fun. Well, mine's kind of easy. It's just I get a new operative exploit, which is fun, and I decided to go with just kind of a stunning shot. Basically, it's I do everything else as normal, but instead of just staggering you, Dane, I'm going to fucking stun your monsters. That's about it.
Nice. Cool.
And beyond that, just my theme benefit, but it's really, I just add some skill points. It's nothing exciting. The only thing I fucked up is I realized that I could just automatically assist in any skill check, and I just haven't been doing it. And that's going to happen now. So that was my previous theme benefit.
Hell Whoops. Yeah. Well, live and learn.
Yep. That's it. It's a pretty low-key level for me.
Nice. Okay. Ryan, you're up. What does Merrick get at level 12?
We're in the home stretch for Solarians now, where every level my solar weapon's going to gain a D6, which is great for me. And wow. Besides that, I got a new stellar revelation. So I went with a graviton revelation this time because I had to make it even. I went with Singularity Servant. So what that does is, as a standard action, if I'm attuned to graviton, I can make a tiny, cute, hovering black hole. And it's like a little buddy. So whatever I attack, it also attacks.
You okay. Get summons.
Yeah, I have a summon now. Just Hell to make yeah. things even more confusing.
The fuck? What's the HP bar look like for a black hole?
It doesn't have one.
Okay.
It's only a limit. Like, it's 4 attacks with me, or 1 minute is the time left on it, or when I go out of graviton mode.
If you use, like, a Zenith Revelation, you lose it.
Yes.
What damage does it do?
2d8 plus my charisma mod.
Not bad.
And nice. It's attack to attack. It's my level plus my charisma modifier against their KAC. So it's all right. Just some more bonus damage because the level 12 ones were really weird. Anyway, besides that, for my theme, my theme has never come in. It's all about dealing with other like unknown aliens, which I thought maybe would come into play here.
Hey, but may come in this next episode.
May come in. So if we ever interact with a species that has never seen a Kasothan before, they just treat me as medium. They're not hostile towards me to start.
Okay. Like, we like this guy.
Yeah, that's not they like this guy. They're like, this guy, probably not bad.
Who's this little guy?
Maybe not bad. Yeah.
He's got forearms. What does he do with that?
Well, yeah.
He's got pet black hole. He must be chill.
He must be chill. Yeah, and that's it for Merrick.
Cool. Last but not least, now what does Cody get?
So now that my Valai powers have really kicked in, I get 18 feet and a brand new weapon. No. So my theme is really fun because it's like literally a quote from Top Gun, Need for Speed. And basically any penalties to piloting checks I would get are reduced by 1. And I can do a double maneuver action during a chase, reducing the penalty, or when I double maneuver, I also reduce those checks by 1. And if there's a penalty for failing something by 5 or more, I only take that penalty if I fail by 10 or more. So all really helpful.
Nice.
I also got a feat. So the feat I took was restricting fire. And I feel like it's just Cody training with the boys, probably taking a leaf out of Durin's book because he does a lot of hiring fire. But because we were getting bodied by that like big creature and not really able to close distance, now when I do covering fire, I can pick an enemy affected by it and they can't take attacks of opportunity or readied actions until the start of their next turn.
Oh.
So I can lock people down to help get people in.
The getting rid of a readied action is very rude.
Yeah, yeah. So I feel like Cody's trying to learn from his fights.
Nice. I think that's it then. Let's jump into the next episode.